And now we turn to our own American history. We find here also a recognition of divine judgment. When Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, he penned these lines. All men are created equal. He made no exception. All men. But Jefferson kept slaves. And he knew it. To his credit, it must be said that he introduced a law into the Virginia legislature in 1778 prohibiting the slave trade, though slavery continued in the state. Recognizing, however, the inconsistency, and knowing that the blood of some men was in his own time being spilled by other men because they denied equality, Jefferson expressed his fear in these words. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice does not sleep forever. It was a language almost identical to that which Peter used against Rome. And well might Jefferson be concerned, for any nation which spills blood, either its own or another's, will have its own poured forth in reparation. He who takes the sword shall perish by the sword. And we know well when the injustice was righted and the judgment came. One great man was great enough to see in the Civil War a manifestation of the justice of God of which Jefferson spoke, and that man was Abraham Lincoln. And these were his words. It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God. And inasmuch as we know that by his divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates our land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, in wealth, in power, as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand that preserved us in peace, and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior virtue and wisdom of our own.